This is Happily Holistic, where we dive deeply into everything health and wellness with a big dash of spirituality and a sprinkle of business. We spotlight the uplifting and the positive and share the secret ways top wellness authors and celebrities get inspired, stay healthy, and enjoy this beautiful life. I'm your host, Amy Lee Mercury, best-selling author of 15 books and holistic health expert for the last 19 years. I can't wait to get happily holistic with you today.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Happily Holistic. I am so excited to be here with April today, who we know is the founder of Santa Monica Healing. Hi, April.
Hello, Amy. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. I'm just realizing I forgot to ask you how to pronounce your last name.
Well, you're so sweet. It's Fender, and I like to say, just to be rad, that it's like the guitar, but with a P, just to be confusing.
Yes. April Fender is here, but with a P.
Yeah.
I always see it and think, I don't think it's Pfender, but I've got to ask her because I need to know how
Most people just call me Apes or
Apes.
That's my little nickname.
Yes. So April is the founder of Santa Monica Healing. She's a Reiki master teacher, an author of 3 books, an intuitive empath, a meditation instructor, and a moon babe. I like that.
Thank you for that glorious intro. Yeah, I'm a chief moon babe, chief executive moon babe is my full official email signature.
I love it. April's been a healer for 15 years and has seen all kinds of different types of evolution in her business and personal areas from that path. And she's really connected to universal heart healing and expansion. She designs healing curriculums and programs, workshops and retreats with a focus on awakening, transformation, and women's empowerment. And
retweet that one.
Retweet that and it'll be a treat. April offers remote Reiki training, and we're excited because we are talking pretty soon after the release of her newest book, The Complete Guide to Chakras. Yay. So why don't you tell us about that book and what inspired you to write it, April? I think we'd love to hear that.
Yeah. So I've been, my past literature that has been published has been on chakra work, because I do most of my work within the energy field like you, and working with on a holistic spectrum. And for years, I get so many questions from my students who want to dive deeper into their own energy system. And we cover a lot of that in my trainings. However, the chakra work books are really a deep dive. So they're for people who are really interested in pursuing, maybe they don't want to do like a Reiki training, but they are interested in meditating or just improving their lives. So Yeah, and I know you have so many inspiring books out about all of the like metaphysical stuff that we're into, and essential oils and all kind of like you have your chakra books too. And this one's very interesting because it's about your 12 chakra system. So I did notice there was nothing published that. I mean, there was one book in like 1991 by Katrina Raphael. I don't know if you've read it, but it's talking about like the crystalline matrix of your body. And I think that this is so timely because we're in an important portal of ascension where we're working through collapsing old timelines, moving into higher frequencies, and it managing our own chakra system and our own energy system. That's where we start, right? We go beyond the traditional 7, the corporal chakras that we know. We're moving into the 12 chakra system. So working with our etheric chakras, which are transpersonal. So they're out of our body. And then our subpersonal, well, we have one subpersonal chakra, which is below our feet, which is our earth star.
Yes.
And we don't really hear about this stuff unless unless we're with a shaman or we're working in, you know, with more advanced healing work or modalities. So mm-hmm. I wanted to bring that and make it a little more accessible for people to deep dive. Once, you know, we know about the seven chakras, like what's next? Like, how do we, how is our etheric? Because the reality is we're pulling everything from our blueprint that's created outside of our body. Mm-hmm. And so if we know and we learn to understand those higher connections with our higher consciousness, mm-hmm. we can start to really reprogram some stuff. So we start to reprogram a lot inside of our bodies. And once we do internal remapping, that translates to physical and emotional and 3D, more like of the 3D changes that we can actually see.
I love that.
I actually had to get
sounds amazing.
There's so much research that went into the book, and my editor, I'm sure, had a really fun time fact checking, like researching all the stuff, because it was a project. I actually used a good bit of, you know, quarantine to write it, but it's so funny because as empaths, you know, we tend to do things before like the first wave, and so we can be way showers, and all my light leaders out there know what we're talking about with that. And I really in January, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna actually just go offline, take a break and write this and get it, you know, put it to the paper. And I'm so glad that I did, because then it was able to be released during this really critical time window that we're needing some extra advice on what's really happening out there, and basically like how to break the matrix a little bit.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Love that. And it is always such a fun experience, isn't it, to kind of create the book and then release it out into the world and let it begin to make friends and have readers, and the feeling of, you know, seeing where it takes flight once it's sort of outside of you, isn't it?
Yeah, and what it's the path that it's taken so far, I can tell you, I have a lot of Reiki students and a lot of people in the LA area, at least, that I've known, like clients of mine for years that have been doing energy work with me, that are like just ready for that next step, and they're maybe they've been on the path for a few years. Some of them are awakening new layers, because we all are.
Yeah.
And I would say it's more of an advanced book than a beginner book, but you know, we also, both you and I, we have some of those beginner books out there if people are interested.
For sure.
And that's amazing to have, just in writing, so you can just refer people if they're newer to the work and just say, well, maybe, you know, chakra balance is better for beginners, but this is definitely a fully advanced
research and dive in, you know. That's the other thing.
Well, it's written clearly and simply enough, and edited and well enough that it will translate to pretty much any audience if they have a willing, open heart.
Yeah, exactly. And they can just dive into it and immerse themselves in it and in your work. Mm-hmm. So where can our readers find you website-wise and Instagram-wise and everything?
So right now I'm under my business name has been Santa Monica Healing for the longest time, because I've been in Santa Monica. However, I did just recently go through a transition, and so that is in flux. So it's such interesting timing for our call, but timely, because I just, you know, that in-between place, it's such a magical place where you're becoming, and you're not, you know, you're not quite to your destination, but you're in a liminal kind of state. So I'm fully feeling into what the next, and allowing what needs to come through, what the next step for Santa Monica Healing is. Because I'm still fully having, you know, I have my programs and Reiki trainings and retreats, and the Maui portal is a really special one that needs a lot of respect around the aina and the you know, what is possible to come through the work here. So that needs to all be taken into account. But right now, you can find me at santamonicahealing.com. And even if you look me up, you'll be able to find me through Santa Monica and Healing.
I think so. And your Instagram, Santa Monica Healing, too, right?
For now.
For now. Yeah. And yeah. April Fender with a P. I mean, we can Google you. And once when we post this episode, we'll have checked in with April to get her most current contact info, and we'll post it on my website on the podcast page. It'll list all that. So if you're listening on Spotify or iTunes or YouTube, you can pop over and find out the latest details on April. So April, what about this remote Reiki training? Tell us all about how you came to do that and how you came to Reiki and your path with Reiki.
Yeah, so Reiki found me when I needed it most. And just like, you know, your own healing journey is when we're seeking, we'll find what we're needing. Yeah. And I have to apologize too, if you hear some heavy breathing right now, my Frenchie is just on my lap, she's being really funny right now.
She's cute. So I don't hear her either.
Oh really?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, this is her. She's show her really to funny. Us. Skyla.
Whoa. Look how cute she is. Look at that face.
Being really funny. So, and she's actually does not receive Reiki. She just doesn't even, some animals love it.
How
and
funny.
She's an independent, like Christ child, they call her. She's just like totally sovereign being who doesn't receive Reiki. It. She's in her own calibration. But Reiki found me, and just like any modality, I was curious about all of the healing. And so Reiki is a slice of what I do and a service that I offer for others. And it's evolved quite a bit since I did start the business. And so 2018, where has the time gone? 2018, I incorporated quantum healing to what my practice involves. And that's been a whole nother level, working with frequency, sound, and quantum resonance. So there's, and it's been an awesome journey. And I'm also, I'm a sound practitioner. So I do healings with the crystal bowls and sacred instruments, and I have a plant medicine background, so that weaves into my practice in the ways that it does. And in that way, I do have a full holistic business as well. Yes. And it's like the most fulfilling thing we can do is step into this work and also just illuminate the possibility of someone to be able to heal themselves through their own two hands, with not needing to really seek outside of ourselves, just turning people on to that inner light and guidance. And this year has been really interesting for that, because we are finding ourselves in a position where we're on our own more so than we ever thought we would be. And through that, we're able to still receive the healing that we're needing and desiring and craving. And we can be activated to this and initiated into something like Reiki, which is a beautiful, beautiful practice, as you know. And it's just the attunement levels of opening up your own channels and then being able to self-heal. So Reiki 1 is the foundational level course, and we do self-healing. And I have had the most remarkable year with that, because at first when we moved, I mean, I've been doing in-person classes for the longest time. And then when we moved to digital, I was surprised how well people embraced that. That they're just, because we all want connection right now.
Yeah.
And it's the community is even more closely woven when you start something out on a digital platform, because they're already used to that format. And so it's been really, really beautiful. And this year I've hosted all levels. So I've done Reiki 1 through Mastery, and I have master level classes for the fourth quarter of the year, second half of the year. Yeah. And also did my big retreat back in September, and that was absolutely beautiful. So it was a lot of light leaders. So there's a lot of Reiki, my Reiki goddesses that arrived to into that
Where'd
initiation.
You do your retreat?
So we were up in Mount Shasta.
And, oh, right, Mount Shasta.
Yeah, sacred land of Shasta. And Mama Shasta has a way of, I mean, she'll break you down to really dissolve anything that is not supposed to be there and that just is coming up for healing. So it is possible to receive lifetimes upon lifetimes of healing in like one experience, which which is pretty powerful. And that's actually how I feel in the Maui portal as well.
April and I discussed, I lived on Maui for 3 years and it was amazing. And it's, you're at the start of a really beautiful journey. I'm excited to hear how it goes.
Blessing, sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't you know it? If you can live on the island for an extended period of time, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The middle of the ocean with all of the power of the Pacific and the wind and the water and the fire in the sense of the, newness of the land from the volcanic side. It's a powerful place. I'm excited you're there.
Are you into water sports at all?
I used to free dive when I lived there.
Yeah.
So I snorkeled. I used to free dive. I used to get to like 35 feet in my best moments, which were few and isolated, about 35 feet. And I loved bodyboarding, which in Maui is not like boogie boarding in the States necessarily. You wear fake. Yeah, I liked surfing, but I wasn't like great at it because I think I needed to bodyboard because I needed to use my legs to get out there. It was more the upper body strength side of surfing that I probably would actually be better at it now that I lift weights, but I didn't back then. I just used to snorkel like almost every day.
That's like me.
Yeah, you're gonna love it.
Yeah, and you really need to have a relationship with the water here. And asking permission and connecting with that water energy before you
ever turn your back on the ocean, especially in Maui. you're in the flow with it. It's gonna be nice.
Yeah,
we can't wait to hear more. So, thank you so much for being here, April. It was a pleasure. Of course, we knew it would be. Mm-hmm. And we'll have you back on next year and hear how things are progressing over there.
Yeah, hopefully I have some amazing updates to give everyone about island ethics and the Pono here and just really being fully fully immersed, because just like when we're in a transitional portal, you just never know what is on the other side. You're just surrendering to this moment, and that's all we can ever do. So
and that's a beautiful space to be in too, that between. So I'm going to ask you our ending question that I ask everybody. If you could send a message back to your 16-year-old self and tell her one thing, what would it be?
Leave room for the magic. Yeah, magical thinking. Magical thinking has got me far. It's, as a manifesting generator, which I didn't find out until later, but that's just one part of our identity that we choose to attach to. Sure. The magical thinking is, I think, just opens you up for any possibility without an attachment or an expectation.
I love that. Good for now and back then.
Yeah, I think if someone had told me that when I was that age,
I know,
I can only imagine like what that would have opened up, because we have so much programming that we're trying to dismantle here, and it's just the journey of remembering that we are more natural state. And so so as we undo all of that programming, we build and weave back in the magic. And so
absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being here, April.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and honor. And I'm so glad because this was overdue. So I'm super happy to be finally connected.
I know it was. So go find April at santamonicahealing.com and at Santa Monica Healing on Instagram, and check on the podcast page to see if her handle has changed. It might have by then.
We'll leave it as a surprise.
It'll be a fun surprise to find out. And thank you so much for listening to Happily Holistic, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Happily Holistic with me, Amy Lee Mercree. You can find out more about the show on amyleemercree.com on the podcast page. Please stop by your favorite social platform and leave me a comment. I'd love to hear how you liked today's show and what topics you'd like me to cover in the future. Come find me on Instagram and Facebook at Amy Lee Mercree. Until next time, stay happily holistic.